What's up, everybody? I'm looking for sponsorship for this podcast. I'm looking to join the network for this podcast. I'm paying for everything out of pocket. So if you want to help me on my journey, you can also donate. The donate link is right in the description box. Peace. Thank you for all your support. Let's get into this, man. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. This is another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. I got my motherfucking homie with me.
Yeah.
We did a lot of crazy interviews and shit. We gonna be light on y'all today. Yeah, I just gotta go look at what we did before. But this is Granddaddy IU next to me. One of the motherfucking illest voices in hip-hop, illest pens in hip-hop. Producer.
Yeah.
What you using now to make these beats?
I can't tell you.
It was beat thing before though, right?
Yeah.
It still is. It still
got that shit. All right,
he still.
I got the machine too though.
So the machine, is it the studio or the middle one? All them shit is the same shit though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the middle one though.
Cause they got one, so you got to look at the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. He said I can't tell you and shit. when you did your shit and you heard Lil' Kim fake ones, was you like, that's my shit?
Yeah.
Cause remember at one point when you made music, when you use another nigga's sample, man, niggas be ready to fucking kill you and
back
shit.
Back then, yeah.
When you first heard that shit, what was you like?
I was like, yo, how the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then somebody told me I did Drop a Gem on him show.
Oh, okay.
And he told me that Kane had actually used that in like a little part.
Action
of,
facts.
A song that he did before that, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So, you know. But same time, like Hydra, I was the first nigga that used Hydra.
Facts. Hydra, if y'all don't know what that is, that's what is that? The U is Smooth, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I know this hip hop shit. And you use Hydra outright.
Yeah.
Who else used that? Damn, that's the drums for
Oh, that's fucking Buckshot, nigga.
Wow, yeah. How many MCs?
How many MCs?
No, but also EPMD used it too. EPMD use Hydra.
Okay.
That's
put me up on some shit.
Look,
now.
And that's the drums on Jamal Keep It Real. That's Hydra drums. Eric Sermon. And Hydra is also Mike Geronimo Shit's Real, the first record. That's Hydra.
Nah,
that's Hydra.
Nah, I guarantee you not. I guarantee you not.
I would pull it up, but YouTube might flag
guarantee
it.
Guarantee you not. You know, Eric Sermon though, he used the same joint I used for Represent, the Crusaders joint.
Yeah, he got you with that one.
For Method Man and Red Man.
Yeah, he kind of. I think he might have got you on that one.
Yeah,
he got that because that that motherfucker How High shit is dope. But I used to love that's off the Lead Pipe album.
Yeah,
yo, that was my joint. That was Epic Street.
Yeah, OJ Whitlaw.
Shout out to OJ, your bald ass head. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you something. Back in them days, signing record deals, cause you of course Cold Chillin' left where they was at Warner at the time, right?
Yeah.
And then they lost the deal with Warner. We already covered all that. And then you went to
Epic Street.
When you heard Epic Street, was you like, what the fuck is
this?
Fuck
is Epic Street? But at the same time, OJ was going to be the head of promotion, so you know what I'm saying. OJ came from Cold Chillin'.
Yeah, so you knew he was going to be taken care of.
I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying. Everybody was thinking, we good bread. You know what I'm saying. This is my man. He running. You know what I'm saying. Nah, it didn't even go down like that, my nigga.
OJ was a beast at Cold Chillin', though.
Yeah,
he used to be on the phone all fucking day.
He was a beast at motherfucking Epic, but not.
Epic Street.
You know what I'm saying? Not with the Cold Chillin' artist. When we came there, he didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But he did everything for everybody else.
So we blame it. Oh, it's OJ fault.
No, I'm not saying everything is OJ's fault, but OJ was in a position that we all could have been straight. But I think he was scared.
Might have been overwhelmed because that was a bigger.
I think he was scared that he was going to say he was showing favoritism
because
we all was from the same clique.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So rather than go through that shit, Like when they asked them to tell them, yo, so who we gonna push? We gonna push this IU record or we gonna push this such and such record? Yo, we gonna push this shit over here.
Gotcha.
Like, hold up, my nigga, hold.
Yeah, OJ, it's me. We
like,
family.
Hold up, well, how the fuck you just did that? But it is what it is, my nigga.
I remember you had the substitution drums. That was Casey is Nasty.
Yeah.
You had a lot of original samples that niggas end up jacking you for.
Nah, the substitution drums, that was like
everybody. No, but the way
that.
You used it, it was just out the way it was programmed. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Cause it was just KC, it's Nasty K. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I'm saying? It wasn't really no record.
Right. Right,
you know what I'm saying?
It was
just that shit. I think you had the Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I'm a kid. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah,
I'm
kick
your
ass.
Yeah, I used to like that shit. And of course, it's midnight. Dressed in all black.
We supposed to do that video.
You found a beige Cadillac too, right?
Yeah, I had a beige Cadillac ready. This nigga here.
No, that's when
I got gallstones right now. I can't.
Oh, and I had a kidney stone. Listen,
the day of the video shoot, like yo, you ready?
Kidney stones and no joke. You ever had a kidney stone before?
Nah.
I do wish that shit on my enemies and shit. Fuck y'all. I hope y'all catch kidney stones and get chlamydia.
Wow.
At the same time. But nah, that shit ain't no joke. What the kidney stones is, it's a fucking calcified rock trying to pass through the tube that you piss. Not your fucking, your jump off, but the tube that goes through that. And the tube is the size of a fucking a straight pin, like a thread.
Right.
So a rock is trying to pass through that shit.
For your dickhead.
No, it comes out eventually, but it got to get to that to get to that.
Damn,
so that shit,
nigga.
You just fucked up.
Nigga pissing rocks.
Yo, pissing literally. Piss and literally a motherfucking pebble will come out your jump off. Actual fact. So anybody who ever had a kidney stone, I feel for you. My enemies, hope you get more kidney
stones. That's some shit right there.
Yeah. So and it's funny with you because I remember you was telling me about Dr. Sabi years ago and shit too. Like you've been hip to all that shit. With the whole when did you find out about Dr. Sabi?
Damn. Shit, I don't know, early 90s.
Damn, yeah, because he's been around for a while and shit like that. And you was like, yo, anything wrong with you, just go see Dr. Sabi. He cure everything. He'll cure cancer, he cure AIDS, he cure tuberculosis, everything and shit. And this, you told me this maybe like 7 years ago or some shit like that.
That nigga had tried, put him on trial and shit because he said he cure AIDS and shit. They trying to lock him up. That nigga brought like 77 motherfuckers that he cured, came testified.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Fuck with him.
Musically, what is IU listening to?
I listen to fucking old classic R&B, my nigga. And I listen to fucking shit that I could jack a motherfucking sample off of. You know what I'm saying? I listen to John Jiggs and shit, my nigga, like local niggas, my nigga Imp the God. He gonna, I'm bring him up here when he get more.
He get his weight up a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? He right, though. He right. You know what I mean?
Yo, how come you never did voiceovers?
I don't know.
Yeah, call IU, man. I see.
I
like,
do that shit.
Yeah, like a fucking ill-ass cartoon character. That shit probably be funny as a motherfucker.
I do the fuck out of a voiceover.
Right.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, yeah. You also was, you was also teaching people music theory and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. This little girl I had, man. You know what I'm saying? She grown up now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that like for somebody to come to you and say, teach me music and shit?
She wanted to learn how to rap, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And yeah, she was young then. But it was like, yo, I would just tell her, you know what I'm saying, help her with the cadence, you know what I'm saying, words that rhyme, you know what I'm saying, make sure you say some shit that either witty or makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate this mumble rap shit, like, you know what I'm saying? But she's young, so she was influenced by that. So
yes.
I'm trying to teach her. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the tradition, carry on the tradition. You know what I'm saying? Have something to say when you say your shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you never listened to Young Thug before?
Nah, I couldn't tell you not one shit that nigga ever said.
Let me go on more. Lil Yachty, you heard some Lil Yachty shit?
Nah.
You heard Migos at least, right?
That shit that's on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
The Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? Somebody passing, that shit is. Like I don't tune into none of that shit, my nigga. Like purposely, nah.
What about Versace? You heard Versace? Cause Drake jumped on it before, right?
Versace.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you knew that shit.
I heard it. Cause how can you?
Yeah.
It's one word over and over.
You
can't. I mean,
when you make your shit, when you creating your shit, Who do you expect to listen to that shit these days?
Niggas my age, man. Okay. Niggas my age, niggas that know, you know, real hip hop, niggas that stick to, you know, traditional hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I don't make my shit for young people because I ain't young.
Yeah. What is this shit that you would you call it hip hop?
Nah, this shit is like it's pop, really. It's pop and some other shit I don't know. I really couldn't tell you, but it's not hip hop. It's not the hip hop that we grew up on. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know what I'm saying? It don't have the certain elements of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's more pop to me.
What bothers you the most about it? Because I know what pisses me off, but what fucks with you?
About the music or the people making it?
Both of those. Let's start with the music first. Well, let's start with the people because the people make the music.
The people, the young niggas, I don't like the fact that they disrespect the elders, man. Like, you wouldn't be doing this shit, my nigga. You'd be doing some whole other shit, you know what I'm saying, if it wasn't for niggas that paved the way. So for you to be disrespectful, especially like niggas like, yo, fuck Tupac, fuck Biggie,
yeah.
Fuck Pete Rock, fuck Premier, fuck all these niggas, like, that shit is yesterday. Nigga, if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be doing this clown shit that you're doing right now. Like, stop it.
Yeah. So that's the niggas, what bothers you about the music the most?
This shit is, they keep calling it hip hop when it's not hip hop. Like, come on, man. Though, if I ask you for fucking popcorn, nigga, don't bring me corn on the carpet. That's not what the fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's corn. Nah, yeah. Nigga, I said popcorn, nigga. Fuck did you bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Wait. So just because a nigga so-called rhyming or rapping, that don't mean that's hip-hop, my nigga.
Yo, when me and you did interviews before, we was talking about a lot of the gay shit that was going on.
Right.
Niggas was like, they full of shit. They blaming. But we look like prophets and shit right now. We talking about
we look like old niggas, old bitter niggas.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah. Show on the shirt. The old grumpy
niggas.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's grumpy.
It's my mans and them, Kirk and them from Canada. You know what I mean? But yeah, we look like old bitter niggas. Yeah. These niggas wearing these funny ass clothes. Nigga, I mean, I don't give a fuck how much money you try to get me. I'm not putting certain shit on. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting on no makeup. I'm not putting no eyeliner, no fucking, I'm not painting my nails. Like, I'm not wearing a dress, a
no
skirt.
Blouse.
A fucking, what's that shit? A kilt.
Yeah.
None of that shit. None of that shit, my nigga. I'm not motherfucking Irish or whatever that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What am I doing that? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing that for?
Well, what do you think when people say, buddy getting money? Because that's really the argument. That justifies everything.
Money ain't everything, my nigga. Like, you still got to look your fucking family in the eye, you know what I'm saying, at Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Grandma, like, yo, what the fuck this nigga got on?
Yeah, because,
like,
you know, because your grandma's a barker.
Yeah.
Boy, what the
grandma
fuck you
grandma give
here?
It to you raw, like, boy, what the hell they done put in your ass? It got you in there.
Yeah.
You dressing like this and what?
Yeah.
What is this shit? You know what I'm saying? Niggas making all types of, you know, like, the songs that they making, like, the kids is listening to this shit,
yeah,
my nigga.
Yeah. Like when a chick say, you gotta eat the booty like groceries. Like groceries. Yo, that shit is on at like 10 o'clock in the morning? What the fuck is going on? But if you say nigga or bitch, they taking you off the radio. So how the fuck they get away with that shit?
Oh, word.
No, I'm talking about you can't curse on a record. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that shit is censored. But how is she saying you can eat the booty like groceries?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is... Shit like that shouldn't even be on the fucking radio. Like, because what kid should hear anything about eating booty?
Yeah. Like, we couldn't say certain shit when we was doing it. Like, we couldn't even say, like, you couldn't say weed. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta censor that shit. You couldn't say certain shit. You couldn't say gun. If it's going in the radio, you can't say that shit. But now niggas just like, this motherfucker.
And then you had special edits for BET.
Right.
Special edits for MTV. Yeah. And then sometimes they would send your video back, right?
Yeah,
like, no, cut all this shit out.
And
right?
some shit wouldn't even be a curse word, you know what I'm saying? It'd just be something that
slang shit that they think in terms.
Yeah. But now you could just basically, like, always, whatever drugs is popular right now.
Yeah.
You say that shit like 1,000 times in your song, and nigga.
If we had to blame somebody, should we blame the artists or should we blame the people?
you can't blame the artists, because the artists coming from, you know what I'm saying, from the mud, they just trying to get what they can get. And so they see that as like, oh, if I do this, if I follow this nigga right here and try to sound like that and try to say that shit right there and be like that, then I'm a win.
So should we blame the people for keep buying that shit over and over?
Or? Blame the motherfuckers, the corporate niggas, you know what I'm saying? With that brainwashing bullshit and bring the fucking radio motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For keep playing that shit, man. The program, I mean, like, how much of this shit we gonna hear, man? Like, for real.
Every fucking record is Drake. Like, every
the same shit, man. Come on.
Speaking of Drake, ghostwriting. You are a ghostwriter. You wrote for people before.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like public, which who you wrote for, whatever. How you feel about MCs?
Yeah. Well, let's put it like this. I never wrote for a motherfucker that claimed to be top five or that claimed to be, you know, like one of the best lyricists or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
And so now, if somebody picked up the pen and wrote for a nigga, he shouldn't be claiming that he...
Yeah, yeah. Just get your money. Don't, you know what I mean?
Shut the fuck up and rap the other nigga's shit.
You not a rapper, nigga. You a performer.
Okay.
So perform the song that somebody wrote for you.
That's what we should start calling niggas.
Yeah.
Yo, he a dope performer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a fucking ventriloquist or something like that. That's what we start calling niggas. At the end of the day, another nigga is really saying it and your mouth is moving. You a fucking ventriloquist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who is it, anybody that catches you though, that's out there? Because I'm always amazed, like, is it anybody in the last few years that you heard? I asked you this before, but has it changed since the last time I spoke to you?
Nah, I heard, what's this nigga name? Young nigga, god damn, man. What the fuck?
I think you fucked with J. Cole before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I fucked with J. Cole because he could rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His pen game is official tissue. It's what the fuck is this young nigga, man? I couldn't tell you, but he spit that shit. He's not well known right now though.
What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you stop by shop.doggydiamondstv.com and pick up your Discipline snapback and t-shirt. Without discipline, I wouldn't have been able to lose 117 pounds. So I decided to create a clothing line to reflect my healthy lifestyle change and my mental change. Without discipline, we're lost. So get you some clothing to help you stay focused like I did. What does the symbol mean? Inside of the symbol is the Kokunan, which is a West African symbol for discipline and nurture. Around it is a circle with arrows that stands for routine, repetition, and completion. You got all types of colors that you can match up with. So make sure you pick up your snapback and your t-shirt now in your favorite colors for yourself or a friend. Thank you.
When you was coming up in the game, I know you had to pay a lot of fucking dues to even get on this shit. How you feel when niggas be like, I just started rapping last month and shit, and they got like this fucking $10 million deal.
Yeah,
they got on these tight ass pants. They got on a blouse and wild ass color hair. How you feel when motherfuckers say that shit? Do you be like?
I be like, yo, if his shit is hot, then that's one thing. But that's never the case. I mean, this is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, somebody liking that shit. You know what I'm saying? If niggas getting in, you know, whatever they selling out shows and all that. But I just feel like it's too many niggas that don't have talent that's on, and it's too many niggas that's sitting back and can't get a break for some reason.
When you see the XXL freshman cover,
I never look at that shit.
That's the end of that.
I don't, because I wouldn't know nobody, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know none of that music, and I'm not disrespecting nobody because I don't know them personally. But it's just not my thing, you know what I'm saying?
Producers, who you hearing right now that you like, oh, that shit, he got some fire?
I don't know, man. What I can tell you is, I was at Kid Capri crib last night.
Okay.
And that nigga played me a bunch of fucking fire, my nigga.
Former label mate at that.
That nigga played some fire, and then he showed me some shit that Knots on his, I think,
I'm telling you,
on his IG page.
If
crazy. Not,
you say you got the machine, right?
Yeah, my nigga, though, Guap Sullivan.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Bronx.
You ever watch, and I shouldn't big y'all up, because y'all never really showed me love, but I'm going to do it, because I ain't no sucker. You ever watch Rhythm Roulette?
Who?
Rhythm Roulette.
Yeah.
You saw the next Wonder One?
Nah. I saw a white kid. I forgot who it was. I saw a couple of them, though.
Yeah.
They go to the record store and just
blindfold them and they pick up
records.
Knife Wonder shit's
crazy.
Incredible. Mm. I watch that shit like 3 times a day and shit. That shit is that dope. Mm. Female MCs. You work with one of the first ones ever, Roxanne Shanté.
Right.
What do you think about the females these days? But be careful, though, because, you know,
they're sensitive. I don't know. I like Remy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I actually listened to Young and May.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A couple of joints that I heard. She was spitting some bars. I don't know who else.
So you ain't fucking with Nicki and no shit like that?
Nah.
Yeah. Emphatically, no. But at one
point, I mean, back in the days, you know what I'm saying? When she was like, you know,
the come up DVD Nicki.
Yeah.
So if I went to your whip right now and I hit play on your CD player or your Apple, what's like the first 3 songs that I'm gonna see that got played all day?
Nothing. I don't even have music on my phone, man. I'm show you what I got on my phone. I don't even.
Absolutely. Nothing.
You see this shit, man? Playlist.
Man. Yeah, he ain't got shit on there.
Then I got what? IU Beats.
Oh, you got your shit.
Some beats.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And Show Tracks. I don't know what the fuck this is because I never
show tracks. That's TV track.
Yeah, for when I do shows.
Yeah, because like listen, artists, could you please?
I don't rhyme over the fucking vocals.
Thank you.
Never have. I never will. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas is doing. That's not performing, my nigga. That's not performing. Y'all niggas is getting fucking stacks for that garbage ass shit. But more power to you. If it's working for you, get your bread. But
it's called a TV track.
Nah.
Where don't you do that. Mute the lead vocals, you leave the ad libs,
right.
You leave
and
the chorus, and just the beat and whatever drops you have. Just listen, when you're in the studio and you're making your show tape, just drop the lead vocals.
Yeah.
And that's
perform
it.
Your song for real.
Perform your song for real.
Give
that's how you're
what
gonna
they
learn
fucking paid for.
Ref control, you're gonna learn your cadence. If you're doing some, that's why I never like punching in. When I used to have my artists record, because I was like, yo, you can't punch in on stage. You better learn this shit. If you got too many fucking words, you better take some words out. You got too many syllables. Cadence. Look up cadence, please, people. Because I know y'all probably like cadence. That sound like a little girl name and shit like that. Cause you know what I'm saying?
You right over there, nigga?
Word, yeah.
That nigga like, he ready to eat something. What? Word, yeah. Hungry?
Take them to Juniors or some shit. Get them. You got cheesecake from Juniors before?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. You gotta take you around Brooklyn. You been to Biggie Crib yet?
Nah.
226 St. James. Make sure you go there before you leave. Take a picture and shit. So this is Granddaddy IU. What you got? What you working on? What you got coming up?
Man, right now, man, I'm trying to do this documentary and shit.
We ain't gonna tell them.
Yeah.
They be Fly Tie. Fly Tie is the big homie of the big homies and
so
shit.
So me and him are working on some of that. This shit for. I ain't gonna tell.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna jinx myself with that shit.
Yeah,
but,
Fly Tie. Rest in peace, Mr. Magic.
Working with my man, Imp the God.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Young kid from Queens, Spitfire. You know what I mean? And just whatever young nigga I see that's carrying on tradition, my nigga, like, I worked
with. Oh, so they can't call you a hater because you helped the young dude. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Niggas like with that shit, though. Like, with that shit, yeah.
So if a nigga came to you with a Smedium shirt on and a motherfucking Smedium, but he could spit, how would you help him? Would you tell him just take
nigga,
that shit off?
Go change your motherfucking clothes and come back. Because we ain't doing none of that shit here. None of that shit, my nigga.
So, because you ever notice, right? This is what I think. Puffy know better. DJ Khaled know better. Jay-Z know better. Because them niggas is, you know, niggas is old.
Oh, yeah.
But they fuck with niggas who will wear the wildest shit. Do you feel like sometimes let sacrifice that nigga and shit? Like, let me just get some paper and just that nigga be the dick in the booty nigga. I don't care. Like, did that ever, like, you understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like they be fucking and I be like, yo, did Jay-Z just say, did he just say Migos could rap? Like, they influence him? I mean, like,
you know, I guess you got to be politically correct.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, some niggas don't care. You know what I'm saying? If that's going to generate motherfucking finance, my nigga, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is a businessman. He don't give a fuck. Yeah. If you whack as fuck, but he knows that niggas is attracted to you, though, you shit, you a earner.
Last question. What stopped you from going fucking completely insane? What kept you sane dealing with this music industry? Because this shit take your, you know, this shit. I know it was some days where you might have had the burner to your head or somebody else.
Nah, I never. Fuck that. I go get me some pussy if I'm stressed out, nigga.
Or you might have had the burner to somebody else's head. Like, yo, this shit got me stressed. What kept you sane all these years? Because you know you're a veteran.
Damn. I don't know. Maybe my daughter, maybe. You know what I'm saying? My daughter. By the way, she fired too, son.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But how do you do that shit though? Like all the pitfalls that do you become overprotective, you think? Or does she gotta go through it?
Nah, never let her go through the bullshit if I can help it. But nah, I just tell her what it is. She witnessed the whole shit.
You
know
what I'm saying?
So she know what it is, man. I just tell her, you know, stay true to yourself. Like she do some other shit. She don't even spit. She fucking sing, but she like do some alternative shit, like some kind of neo soul kind of. I don't know what that shit is, but
yeah,
but that shit is fire.
Yeah, that shit that's missing the game. I miss neo soul, man. I miss neo soul. I miss reggae. I miss that shit, man. I miss black music, truthfully. I don't know what the fuck.
The new reggae is like. Yeah, but nah, the funny shit is the dances they doing, my nigga. They picking the bitch up, slamming her on the motherfucking neck.
And because it's wrestling suplex.
Yo, it did. What is that shit, my nigga? Jumping off the top of a speaker and shit.
It's just some wrestling shit. Niggas on some ECW shit.
That shit crazy. You break your motherfucking dick trying to do some dumb shit like that.
Cause I remember at one point, even with reggae, when a dude dressed a certain way, they'd be like, yo, he a homo.
Yeah.
Now them niggas dress that way.
Yeah. And they didn't believe in oral sex back in the day.
A word?
Yeah, what? Jamaican motherfuckers? No, Jamaican nigga is not eating no pussy,
man. Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Jamaican nigga is
never eating
now,
pussy. Yeah.
Fuck it.
That shit is crazy. Who's your favorite reggae artist of all time? I'm gonna say mine after you say yours.
Of all time, Yellow Man. If you're going back,
yeah, go as far as you want.
Super Cat or Ninja Man.
I fuck with Ninja. I like the. You ever
Ninja
seen
Man?
A, you ever seen a sound clash between Ninja and Shaba?
Yeah,
it's on YouTube.
And when he fucked up Super Cat too.
Yeah, I ain't like that. Super Cat is my favorite.
Yeah.
Sean Paul, you bit Super Cat shit too.
That's one of my favorites.
Super Cat, right?
But Ninja.
Nah, Ninja was crazy. Ninja had battled some young nigga recently. I think he swung on Ninja or some shit because you know them sound
that was speaking. that was like some years and years ago. That was a nigga Vibes Cartel.
Yeah.
When he first started bubbling and shit, him and Ninja had a clash and shit, and the nigga. Through the mic and hit Ninja with the mic and shit.
Yeah, cause
shit start going crazy.
Ninja battle everybody.
Ninja, that nigga kill niggas though.
Yeah. Really, like, nah, them Jamaican niggas really be killing niggas. Yeah. Right now, I miss that shit, man. I miss that old reggae shit because that shit was like hip hop's brother. You know what I'm saying?
With the heavy bass lines and all that shit.
I miss that shit. I think that's why I used to love that. Dipset shit so much because that was the old reggae shit. You know what I'm saying? But this is Granddaddy IU.
Yeah.
This is No Filter podcast. We just gave y'all a little something. He's gonna come back
something.
Once you start the documentary.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna love this documentary. I know what it's about. I ain't fucking telling y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all just gotta stay tuned. Give him all your Instagram because that's him on the Instagram too. By the way.
Yeah, original Granddaddy on Instagram. I don't even fuck with Twitter no more, but it's Granddaddy IU on there.
Yo, you used to post the wildest shit on Twitter. I ain't gonna probably used to jack that shit too. Yeah, because I'm
nigga,
like
that nigga Noro used to jack me for some shit back in the days too on there.
Yeah, because you used to post like the wild. I'm like, where the fuck he found this shit at? Like a chick I had like 67 francs in her mouth or some shit like that. Like, where the fuck he found this shit at? Word, niggas find the wildest shit. But if they want to stay, if they want to fuck with you, get in contact with you. It's the Instagram is the best way.
Yeah, I believe so. Cause I ain't been on Facebook in like 2 months, my nigga. 2-3 months or some shit.
So would
like
you just
that.
Take a break from social media?
Like that Facebook, like they keep kicking me off and shit. Like every time I turn around, I done had like 5 different accounts. Like, I got keep changing my name and shit. So it's like every time I see a picture that I want to post, they're like, if I post this shit, I know what's gonna happen. Niggas gonna report me, da da da. So why the fuck I'm even going on there? So fuck it, I ain't fuck Facebook. Facebook's up my ball fucking balls.
Bro, fuck Mark.
I'll be back when I have some next shit to promote. I'll be back. Other than that, I ain't gonna fuck with it because I'm gonna get kicked off, and I need it when I want to. But you know what I'm saying, you know, so I just keep it like.
Do you
that.
Have a fan page at least though?
Yeah, but I don't go on that shit either, really. Yeah. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Granddaddy IU on, I'm saying, Facebook, whatever.
Tell them about the last album you put out.
Called PIMP. That's Paper Is My Priority. I got my man Sadat X on there. I got the intro was by Marco Polo. I got my man Sean Haynes on there. My man Tone Hollows from Queens. Black, Don Black. You know what I'm saying?
Where could they get that on iTunes and everything?
iTunes and all that shit. You know, all that digital shit. That's whatever that shit is. And and also on my website, granddaddyiu.com. Get it from there first before you get it from iTunes and all that shit. Cause that way I get the direct money. You know what I'm saying? Before they get the cut and all the rest of that other shit. So.
And do you have a YouTube?
Yeah, Granddaddy IU.
Granddaddy
IU. Most of my shit is Granddaddy IU. It's not that on Facebook, like I said, because I got, you know what I'm saying? I got to keep changing shit because they keep kicking me off. But
go to his Instagram. Tell me your Instagram one more time.
Original Granddaddy.
If you want to see vintage hip hop pictures.
If you want to see your favorite nigga, like when he was like this.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga might have Snoop playing dodgeball when he was like 7. I mean, how the fuck you get that picture? I'm telling you, just go there and don't steal the pictures either, man. Pay homage. If you gonna re-grant it, but don't be fucking stealing nigga shit. I hate a fucking thief and I hate
it's
a
all
liar.
Good, man, it's the shit is all over the internet, man. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta know where to go to see this shit at.
Yeah, all right. Now that he said that, it's gonna be another page swagger jacket. I just hate swagger jacking ass niggas, man. I just don't like it. But this is Granddaddy IU right here on
Yes sir.
No Filter Podcast. We out here. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.